Counterflow, where to begin? Or end? Read by an automated voice. Counterflow. By Steve Hintoon. Hintoon. I'd like to thank Energy Secretary Rick Perry for granting, albeit ungraciously, new FERC Chair Kevin McIntyre's request for 30 days to clean up one of the biggest piles ever dumped on FERC's doorstep. As The Economist said last week, in the fierce competition for the federal government's worst policy, this is a contender. One. Perry's letter came the same day coal magnate Bob Murray said two totally opposite things. 1. He can sell all his coal to China no problem. 2. We must have the Perry plan immediately. 3. Setting a new bar for cognitive dissonance. Perry's letter included a lot of saber-rattling, like maybe Hess going to do something before or even after FERC acts. Perry's legal authority is slim to none, and slim left town. The saber-rattling is interesting because those pesky lawyers already told Perry that Federal Power Act Section 202 can't support what he'd like to do on his lonesome to prove his fealty to Donald Trump and Trump acolytes like Murray. Apparently, Perry is contemplating ignoring the lawyers after all, going ahead with destroying competitive markets and imposing a carbon tax on consumers. Now you may be thinking, Steve, the last thing the Trump administration would impose would be a carbon tax. But, Kemosabe, this is not a tax on carbon. This is a tax for carbon. A new kind of carbon tax accelerating climate change. Of note, FPA Section 202 has three prerequisites: emergencies, shortages, and temporary situations. 4. So Perry would need to prevaricate of all three. It would be the energy equivalent of the Holy Roman Empire, which, as Voltaire quipped, wasn't holy, Roman, or an empire. First energy, the 2003 blackout, and the Davis-Bessie catastrophe. I have some space left and don't want to neglect the co-cheerleader for the Trump-Perry tax, First Energy, the utility primarily responsible for the 2003 Northeast blackout. Yes, the same First Energy that used the words resilience, resilient, and resiliency 2031 times in its comments to FERC. A prior column talked about how First Energy's Samus coal plant isn't baseload, nor retiring prematurely, no matter how many hundreds of times First Energy abused the words baseload and premature in its FERC comments. Today, let's talk about First Energy's Davis-Bessie nuclear plant. Another of the power plants that First Energy wants bailed out yet again, after its plants first got billions in stranded cost payments and then got even more money to support First Energy's credit rating. Did you know Davis-Bessie was down during the 2003 blackout that First Energy caused? Yes, it was. And it was down for 2 years. So much for nuclear plant resiliency, 90 days fuel supply, and all that poppycock. Why was it down? Boric acid corrosion had eaten a cavity completely through a 6.63-inch thick carbon steel reactor pressure vessel, or RPV head, down to a 3/16-inch inner liner of stainless steel cladding, which miraculously held until the cavity was finally discovered. Had that last 3/16 of an inch been eaten away or collapsed before detection and shutdown, it could have been really bad news. Close-up view of boric acid corrosion, NRC. The corrosion had occurred over a number of years. As the Nuclear Regulatory Commission stated, the licensee allowed accumulations of boric acid to remain on the RPV head even though procedure NGN00324 directed their removal. 5. This became a poster child for nuclear negligence, and the basis for NRC fines of $5.50 million and Securities and Exchange Commission fines of $28 million. 7. Here's where things get relevant for today. Repairs and replacement power cost hundreds of millions of dollars. How much of that was capitalized, i.e., added to Davis-Bess's rate base upon which First Energy now wants a return? I ballpark that at $100 million based on the increase in total plant costs between the end of 2001 and end of 2004, relative to the increase for the Perry nuclear plant that didn't share the Davis-Bessie experience, this $100 million is the tip of the iceberg. More recently, First Energy spent another $600 million on Davis-Bessie. 8. If that $600 million had turned out to be a good investment, First Energy would have kept the money. But it hasn't turned out so good, so First Energy wants customers to bail it out. Yet again. Heads I win, tails you lose. Hugely. Wrapping up. Remember the Wisconsin utility executive who famously said the utility business is the only one where you can make more money from redecorating your office? 9. If the Trump-Perry tax happens, well, no utility can make even more money from causing a near-nuclear catastrophe and making more bad investments after that. And where to end? Roll Tide. https://www.economist.com/news/United-States/217325711 Fierce Competition Federal Government's Worst Policy https://www.enews.net/greenwire/stories/106006853/ http://www.washingtonexaminer.com/Trump-ally-Bob-Murray We must have early FERC decision on coal subsidies slash article slash 2643005. What the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals has summarized as temporary emergencies, epitomized by wartime disturbances. https://openjurist.org/574/f2d/610/Richmond Power Light A City of Richmond, Indiana v. Federal Energy Regulatory Commission https://www.nrc.gov/reactor/operating/ops experience/vessel head degradation/lessons learned/files/llTF-RPT-ML02276017.pdf https://www.nrc.gov/docs/ml0511/ml0511103336.pdf https://www.toledoblade.com/local/2006/01/21/first-energy-to-pay-28-million-fine for lying Davis Bessie S. Punishment largest in nuclear industry.html The majority of the remaining capital investments over the next several years will be focused on projects to extend the life of our nuclear assets with new steam generators at Davis Bessie this year and new steam generators and a reactor head at Beaver Valley Unit 2 in 2017. http://www.cleveland.com/business/index.ssf/2014/02/firstenergy_spending_600_milli.html http://investors.firstenergycorp.com/file/index?question mark key file=217775585#gsc.tab=0 Oh yeah, he really said that, http://archive.fortune.com/magazines/fortune_archive/1995/11/13/207697/index.htm And for a fine piece of investigative reporting on the regulated utility real world, check this out, https://www.postancourier.com/news/power failure how utilities across the U.S. changed the slash article underscore 434E8770-8880-117-9691E7B11F5B3381.html